You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 13, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Dechena Warren Hill, a 20-year-old black woman, was shot and killed by Officer Mark A. Guzman of the Fort Wayne Police Department on November 19, 2023, during a domestic dispute in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Guzman claimed he feared for his life, stating Warren Hill was driving her car toward him. However, body camera footage later revealed she was driving away when he opened fire, indicating he was not in her path. The Allen County Prosecuting Attorney's Office concluded Guzman's use of force was justified, determining he believed it necessary to prevent serious harm to himself or others. Warren Hill's family and community protested the shooting, questioning the official narrative and expressing concerns about the body camera footage. They funded a billboard memorializing her as a vibrant, loving preschool teacher. A vigil was held shortly after her death, where attendees demanded more information from police. Warren Hill's mother, Denisha Warren, has actively advocated for accountability, participating in protests and voicing frustrations about transparency, particularly regarding the delayed release of body camera footage. Warren Hill's mother filed a federal lawsuit against Officer Guzman, the former police chief, and Cedric Brown, alleging that Warren Hill did not pose a serious threat and that Guzman fired multiple shots without attempting less lethal options. The lawsuit claims Guzman acted with willful, malicious, and intentional disregard for Warren Hill's life and accuses him of unconstitutional use of deadly force. It also includes allegations against Cedric Brown for assault and battery, asserting his actions led to Warren Hill's attempt to flee. The lawsuit references legal concepts such as unreasonable seizure, excessive force, negligence, and assault and battery. An unreasonable seizure refers to violations of the Fourth Amendment, while excessive force indicates the use of more force than necessary. Negligence implies a failure to exercise reasonable care, and assault and battery involves intentional harmful contact. Investigations into officer-involved shootings in Fort Wayne are conducted by the Allen County Prosecutor's Office and the Police Department, with body camera footage playing a crucial role. Despite these investigations, concerns about transparency remain. The victim's family has consistently demanded the release of body camera footage, expressing frustration with the department's lack of transparency. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker stated that body camera footage from the shooting of 22-year-old Linzel Parm would be released after his family viewed it, aiming to provide transparency. However, the timing and editing of footage can lead to contention. Body camera footage is vital evidence in these cases, but delays in release often frustrate families and the public. The controversy surrounding Warren Hill's case highlights the ongoing struggle for transparency and accountability in police shootings, especially when footage contradicts initial police statements. The shooting resonates within the black community, given the historical context of police violence against black individuals. The family's call to say her name aligns with a broader movement against police brutality. Community responses, including vigils and protests, reflect a collective demand for accountability from law enforcement. These actions are part of a continuous struggle for civil rights and equitable treatment. Concerns about the body camera footage and the official narrative illustrate a widespread distrust in police investigations within black communities. The lawsuit filed by Warren Hill's mother represents a critical step in seeking justice and challenging the system that cleared Guzman of wrongdoing. The allegations of unreasonable seizure, excessive force, and negligence highlight systemic issues in policing. Including Cedric Brown in the lawsuit emphasizes the complex dynamics of domestic violence and police intervention. The outcome of this lawsuit will be closely monitored, as it could set a precedent for similar cases. Beyond legal proceedings, Warren Hill's case serves as a reminder of the human cost of police violence and the need for reform. The community's advocacy and demands for transparency ensure that Dechena's story remains in the public consciousness, pushing for meaningful change and accountability in law enforcement. Copyright African Elements.